Shavuos, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. We're now going into the last chelik of the Masechta. In the last three prokem, we were dealing with Hilchos Shavuos, but Shavuos that were a shakel v'tarya, either between two people, either because Reuven's being Teveh Shimon for an Eidus, or Reuven is Teveh Shimon on any mom that he owes him, a Pekodoin, a Choyv, damages that he owes him in any form or fashion. And we had a lot of halachas about those two dinim and the karbonos. One is Oyla v'yoyrid of a Shavuos or Eidus, and one is the karbon of Hashem Gzelois that we had in the previous perek. And then going back to perek Shlishi, we had also Shavuos Bito and also with the halachas over there, the lav and the karbonos thereof, which is also by Oyla v'yoyrid. Now we're getting out of the realm of Karbonis. We're not even going to deal with Malkus. What we're dealing now with is Seidin, Ezekin, Dinei, Toyin, Vinitin, which claims that Reuven presses in Bezdin is Mechayiv Shimon and Toyin, Vinitin for him in order to be Koifer against that claim, to back up with the Shavua, and which not. The subject that we're dealing with is really not the love of the Shavua Sheker, and also not the Averu of Shavua Sheker that's Mechayiv Karbonis. We're dealing over here with Pashut winning a court case, dollars and cents. Reuven takes Shimon to Bezdin, and he presses certain claims. If Reuven Stam holds Shimon to Bezdin, and he claims that Shimon owes him $100, so Shimon could just say, I don't owe you $100. No Shavua necessary, he could just deny it and walk out. Taino Ukvir. Certain tainis have a little bit more substance. Not just his word against his word. There's already, well, like we say in English, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's already what's called by Chazal, there's a drora. There's a trail. There's something here. Seshavtze chasofik. And because of that, the Torah imposed the choyva shvua on Shimon, the nitva. If Shimon does not back up what he's saying, his kvira, with a shvua, then he's going to have to pay. V'teich sheni yochol, v'teich sheni reitzu the shalim. The halach is he's going to have to be mishalim. It's important to point out that we'll describe now what are the Shavuos Deraisis. There are many types of Shavuos Derabonans. Some we'll have in the Mishnah, because these are Shavuos that Chazal instituted in cases that the Torah wouldn't be Mechayev Shavua. The dynamics are different, whether there's a Metech Sheni Yochel Deshavim Mishalim automatically, the Halachas are different. Then there are Shavuos that are Bechlal not mentioned in the Mishnah. There are Shavuos that are Takonis of the Amiroim. Those are called Shavuos Heses, where a claim has almost no substance, but still, Chazal said it shouldn't be that Reuven comes in and claims, and Shimon could just say something and walk out. That Shavuos is a different type of Shavuos. That Shavuos doesn't have to be with a Sefer Torah, it doesn't have to be Al Shem Hashem, it's just an affirmation that his position is right. There certainly is no Metech Sheni Yochel Deshavim Mishalim with that. There's also a basic rule of Shavuos that in the Schayev and Bezdin, as a basic rule, there's no such thing as a Shavuos ha noitlim. Reuven can't come into Bezdin and press a claim backing it up with a Shavuos. The Torah's idea of Shavuos, mostly described in the Parshas Mishpatim, is a Shavuos ha niftorim. Shimon the Nitva is niftar, patus himself from a taina against him by backing up his kvir with a Shavuos. Sometimes he has to, sometimes he doesn't have to, which we'll discuss. There are, however, several cases of Chazal that are Shavuos HaNoitlin Midrabanan, of course. Shavuos Heses, like we said, is from the Amiroim, Rav Nachman in the Gemara. There's even types of Shavuos that are brought in Shulchan Aruch, that are Shavuos from the Goinim. That certainly we're not going to have mention of over here in the Mishnah. Maybe as we go along, we'll flesh out, we'll speak out some of the later takonas of the Amiroim and the Goinim and where they instituted Shavuos. Now, one more Agdoma is what type of case, like we said before, has a drora, has already a smoke, then there's fire type of effect, and the Torah imposed the Shavuos on a Nitva. Three cases and three cases only. One case is a Shavuos Moed B'Miktzas. Reuven is Teveh Shimon $100, and Shimon says Chamsin he owes, and Chamsin the other 50 he doesn't owe. Now, Shimon already is cracking. He's saying he does owe money. That means Episido. So Mamele, since you hear, $50 I do owe you. So you're already hearing part of the claim. The Gemara says it's possible that all he's trying to do, he doesn't want to pay the rest now. So he's trying to get away from the rest. Vina Shvi, it's not a flat out Reuven's Tevei 100, Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about. Then, what, how can you be Mechayev Shvi in the Shvua? But over here, since he admitted, there's a drawer, there's a Chiv Shvua. Shvua's HaShoimrim is where Reuven is Tevei Shimon to give back a Bikot. Now, it's important to note, we spoke to on the previous parak. If Shimon would say, I don't know what you're talking about, I never got your Chamor, I never got your car. Or he would say, your Chamor, your car, I gave it back to you last week. What are you coming to me today for? Those are Kofi HaKol. There's no substance to the claim. It's the same thing as denying that you owe money. And by the way, over there also, Reuven Tevei Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon could say, I never met you, I don't know what you're talking about. Or he could say, I paid you back. Either way is a total denial of any valid claim today. So by Shvuas HaShemim, that would not be Mechayev Shvua. It's only when there is substance to the claim. Reuven is Tevei Shimon. Shimon says, yes, I took your Chamor, and the reason why I can't give it back to you is because it was lost, it was Nenas, and so on. We'll have to go through the halachs of Shemrim, which type of Shemrim has which taina, what the Shvuas HaShemim are. But the Shvuas HaShemim means, yes, there's something here that's outstanding, and it was not given back. That has substance. It's Mechayev Shvua. The third case is a case where there's no admission of any type of something missing on the part of the Nitva, but there's an Eid Echod. We know to be Moitzi Mom, you need two Eidim, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yochum Dove, Eid Echod, even an Eid Echod kosher. Not the regular Eid Echod of coming home and how do you trust your wife for what she puts on the supper table that's kosher, Eid Echod and Bisurim. Over here, specifically, Eid Echod has to be an Eid Kosher. If an Eid Echod backs up the claim of the Tevea, despite the fact that he can't be Moitzi Momen, however, he does have a Schus to be Mechayiv him a Shvua. And if he's not going to be Nishba, he's going to be Mishalah. Now let's start the Mishnah. Shvuas HaDayonim, the general name that's given to all these types of Shvuas that come up in Dinei Torah, Shvuas HaDayonim. There's a Gzeres HaKosuv over here, that there's a certain amount of money that has to be in the claim, in the taina, and the kviru. Now, the truth of the matter is that we're not talking about over here the case of Shvuas Eid Echod or Shvuas HaShem. Shvuas HaShemrim, even if the pikodoin was a pruta, pruta is moment. And if Reuven steals from Shimon a pruta, or if he damages him a pruta, is mechuyev to pay. So if Reuven took a pikadon and he's guilty now of not giving it back, even if it's a pruta, he'll have to pay. Or if an Eid Echod says that Reuven damaged, borrowed, stole, whatever it is, a shav a pruta, he's going to have to give it back. What we're talking about over here specifically is Shvuas Moedi B'miktzos. Even though we use the general term Shvuas HaDayonim, Hatayna Shtei Kesev Aydor B'shav a pruta, we're talking over here about Moedi B'miktzos. Moedi B'miktzos is Gzeres HaKosuv. First, take a look at the Tais Yantav. It brings over here that the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that talks about a Pikodin, but it's really going on the case of Moedi B'miktzos, is Ki Yitin Ish El Re'eyu Kesef Oikelim. So they learn out that Kesef has to refer to the lowest denomination of coins that are Yotza in Kesef and silver. So that's the coin that's called a Mo, B'loshon Chazal. The Lashon HaTorah is called a Gera. Take a look in Parshas Kisisa. The word Gera refers to a Mo. That's the smallest coin that's Yotzo in the system of the Torah of Kesef. So when the Torah says Kesef, it's referring to that. Kesef Oikelim, the Yerushalmi says that Kesef Oikelim are equal. So if each Kli would be a Shavapruta, so then Kelim would be, I'm not even a Shavapruta, each Kli would be, Shtei Kelim would be the equivalent of kesef, which memela means that the amount of money is going to have to be shtei mois. Each one will be a mo kesef, or kelim double. So memela the amount has to be, there has to be a certain cheshivas. Normal dini mamonis abishav pruta, but over here the amount is going to be like the Mishnah says shtei kesef. The Mishnah words it hatayno shtei kesef. What it sounds like is that Reuven the Teveya is Teveya Shimon two Mo. By the way, just for the record, each Mo Kesef, take a look in the Mefarshim over here, is the value of 32 Prutois. So, Shtei Kesef, Aido B'Shav Prutois, what it sounds like is that Reuven is Teveya Shimon for
Tumo, which is 64 prutas, Vaido, he has to be moided in one out of the 64, Vaido b'shava pruta. That's the poshut way of reading the Mishnah. This is the day of Shmuel, but if you look at the Rav, it's interesting, he brings the shita of Rav, this is in the Gemara over here in Daf Lamed Tes, and the way Rav understands is that the taina doesn't mean the tvi. Normal taina means Reuven comes in and says, you owe me money, that's a taina. Rav taina is that the word taina over here doesn't mean the whole tvi, but it means the amount of the taina that the nitva is fighting with, that he's koifering. That's the amount that he's nishba. The shvua has to be on the shtemo. So what the Mishnah means to say is that the amount of contention between the two of them has to be shtemo, has to be a davar choshuv, that's what the shvua is chal on. And the hoido, which creates the drawer, you do admit you owe me something, has to be at least something, it has to be a shavu pruta. That's the way the Rav brings the pshan, the Mishnah. Vim ein hoido mi mina taina, is another clause, is that the toiveya and the nitva have to be talking to each other, they have to be talking about the same thing. If they're not talking about the same thing, they're not, it's loy mi mina taina, the loch is potter. What's the case? Ketzer. Shtei kesem li biyodcha, Reuven is teveet Shimon for shtei mo. En lecha biyodi ala pruta, and Shimon says back, I only owe you a pruta, potter. We'll explain the way we explained it from the Rav, because in this case, the contention between the two of them is on less than shtemo. The whole tfir was shtemo, the kfir was on a pruta. Being that we said that a pruta is 1/64 of shtemo, he was only koifer in 63 of 64 kalachim. That's not shtemo. So Meli is part of a shvur. Shtei kesef upruta yesh li biyodcha, 65 prutas, and the nitva answers back, en lecha biyodi ela pruta, Chayiv, there the total kvira was shtei mo. Monali biyodcha, if he's teveh a home mono, which is a large sum of money, en lecha biyod, Shimon likens it up, Shimon says, no, I don't owe you a penny. He's not about to mix this at all, of course, potter. Monali biyodcha, en lecha biyodi ala chamishim dinar. What's the case of about to mix this? Where he was teveh a mono and he admits that he owes 50. That is chayiv. Monala abba biyodcha is a different case. Reuven is teveya that Shimon owed his father. Shimon says, "En lecha biyodi ela chamishim dinar." Now, over here also is a mighty mixas. Reuven says, "You owe me $100. You owe me a money because you owed my father." Shimon be'etzem. Nobody would ever counteract him if he said, "I paid the whole thing," because it's not the guy himself. The fellow himself could always throw the lie back in his face. But the Yerush, who's claiming on behalf of his father, who's not alive anymore, doesn't have the idea to be able to counteract that claim. So Memel, the Mishnah says over there, even though Be'etzim is a Moedim B'miktas, but there's a Bazundir Ptur that is Potem Neshu Kemeshiv Aveda. The Bazundir Echidish. There's a Mishnah in Gittin, in the fifth parak, that lists off as a takonis chachom mipnei tikkun ha'olam when a person is a meshiv aveda. The classic case is when Reuven shows up at Shimon's doorstep and he says, I found a chefetz and I see on it a name. There's a wallet with money. Shimon says, oh, shkoyach, thank you for returning it. His kula mitzvah, he opens up the wallet. He says, hey, I had $200 in the wallet. It's only $100. He's being tever Reuven. Hey, you took $100 of mine. Reuven says, no, I picked it up, there was only 100 in it. So over there, he's part of Neshu Kameshav Aveda, meaning to say, think about it. He didn't have to return it at all. Nobody confronted him, nobody was teveh him. He came forward on his own volition. Now you're going to challenge him, you're going to haul him into bezin, he's going to have to make a shvur. They take an oil and people should be Meshav Aveda, they should find wallets and they should want to return them, is that they shouldn't be under threat of such a scenario. So Melo will not mechayiv him a shvur, even though Batsim is a Moedim Mixus. That's the takon over there. There's a discussion whether we need that takana to patter up over here. Over here, the son is not even being teveya for sure. He knows he found an old note of debt. Or he has edim. A shtar would be l'chay rai that it wasn't paid. He has edim that a certain amount of money was borrowed from his father. He's teveya even though he has no record. The other fellow could tell him that he paid back the whole loan, and the son won't be able to be master, won't be able to be soysim. B'chi ha'gavna will believe the moedim ha'mektas. The Gemara adds a knetch to it. The Gemara says a sugya that the Eilim is familiar with from the beginning of Bava Metzia, that every bal choiv Betzim has a hard time flat out denying a claim against him. If Reuven borrows money from Shimon, it's going to be hard for him, psychologically, to go into Bezin and look the Malva in the face and say, I don't owe him money. You know, the maze part of the Nebal Choyve, Norvos. What he's going to do is, he doesn't want to pay the whole thing, so he'll make an admission, and the rest, okay, I'll figure it out. Because of that, the Torah understood that imposing the shvur will bring out the ems. However, in this type of case, the fact is that he'd be able to deny the whole chayv because the son doesn't know better. So he'd be able to say, I paid the whole thing. Because of that, he has what we would call a migu that he could have denied the whole thing. And now he says that he owes him 50. Ah, shana tzadik. The migu gives him a koyach hatayna. And the koyach hatayna and emonis, there's different nuschois, how to understand what a migu is. A migu means that your tayna is a convincing tayna because you could have said even better. A normal bal chayv can't deny because person's ain't other maze part of Nebal Khoiv. But over here he would be able to be maze part of Nebal Khoiv. So therefore the fact that he didn't deny the whole thing gives him a migu, and because of that he's Neman. This is where the Rishonim say, the Rajman, other Rishonim say over here, you don't need the takana of Mesha Aveda. What happens if the son does know? The son says, listen, I know my father lent you money 2 years ago. Since then I've been taking care of my father. I know that the loan wasn't paid up. So then he has the same thing as his father. And then the same way, ain't other maze pun of Fnei Bal Choyve, ain't other maze pun of Fnei Haben, that's for sure, that's claiming for sure that he owes the money. So that would also, that would also not give him the status of a Meshu Abed. Mishnah Beis, Mono li biyotcha, Reuven is Tevei Hashem in a Mono, Omo li b'fnei Eidim. In front of Eidim, he said, hey, he said, yeah, I do owe the money. That means he made a Hodos Baldin. So Chayis Chay. He does about the Kameidim, no, it's not Knas, this is Moment. Ulamochor Omaloi. The Tveya says to the Nitva, Tneuli, okay, the money that you admitted owing yesterday, give it to me. No Satav Lecho, you hear what the Loiva says? He says, I paid it to you. Last night I came to your house and I gave it to you. Potter, what could he do? He says that he paid the money. It's like any Choyv. A person says, Parati. He's never. A person could deny a Choyv one of two ways. He could say, Loi Lovisi. He could say, I never borrowed money from you. Or he could say, Parati. Now, what happens if there were Eidim that the loan was a loan? So, obviously, he can't say, Lo Lovisi, but he could still say, Parati. When can't he say, Parati? The general rule of thumb is when there's a Shtar Biyad Amalva. Why? Because then, the Loiva says, Parati, which could be true in a normal case, but if it was Parati and there's a Shtar Biyad Amalva, why would you get that Shtar back or have a receipt written against it? The fact that you don't says this is a kind of shtorcho biyodi, my boy, and then you wouldn't be able to claim parati against his shtar. Says the Mishnah. If after he admitted yesterday, today he says ein lecho biyodi, so then chayv, because he can't go back on the Hodos Baldin. Mona li biyodcho, a different case where Reuven is tevei Shimon amone. Omaloi hein, Shimon admits it, yeah. The Malva warns him, listen, I had to confront you. I was teveh you. You said that you owe me the money. And now I'm saying, listen, I don't want to play games. I don't want you to come back tomorrow and say you paid. Don't pay me unless you have Eidim. What I'm saying is that I don't want you coming in the same parati. So unless you're going to bring Eidim, I'm not going to be mekabel the taina. So the halacha is, if tomorrow he comes back, give me the money. The Nitva says back, I paid you. That claims a claim. He has to pay in front of Eidim. That is an interesting thing. It sounds from this Mishnah, the way the Mefarshim explained it, that if this Tanai of Altiparli Elabifne Eidim was made B'shas Nahalvo, then for sure it would be binding. And the reason for that would be is that if the Malva says, look, you want me to lend you $100. I don't want to have it a month after chase you and after bring Eidim. The burden of proof is going to be on you. Unless you have Eidim or a written receipt that the money was paid to me and the receipt is signed by me, I want that I should be in the driver's seat. I should win the din Torah. If the loiver borrows the money at Eitan Talki, it's binding. And then his taina of parati is not niskabel unless it's with Eidim. Okay. The chiddush is over here because the money wasn't lent at Eitan Talki. It's only later on he had to chase him and he brought him to Bezdin. And he admitted that he owes the money tomorrow. So he said it to now. B'chi hai gavno also it would be binding. Because at the end of the day, since the malva lemaisa coerced the loiva, he pushed him. And lemaisa the loiva admitted. At this point, the loiva doesn't have the yadal yoyna, and memele he wouldn't pay back in front of Edim. So it's not credible to believe that he paid him back last night without having Edim there or a signed receipt. So memele, we're not mekabel that taina. This is the Tosfos that brings from the Rishonim.